My dear brothers and sisters in Christ. The headline news is this: Pope in Portugal calling young people and the church toward encounter. The Pope is scheduled to travel to Portugal this August 2nd to August 4th to participate in the World Youth Day. The Pope describes the type of exchange he hopes when he said last July in Argentina, I quote, "When we leave ourselves and meet others, when we share, we give what we have and are open to receive what others have offer, others offer us. When we don't reject anyone, then we are all winners." Participants should hope and dream about winning the kingdom of God through encountering Jesus in other participants. And the Pope urges the youth to strengthen their commitment to God, to Christ, and to open further their hearts to God's will for their lives. Another group of young people who were dreaming and hoping to be winners were the young Canadians athletes who were looking forward to competing for the Olympics. "My goal is to make the Olympic team," said an athlete. "The more practice, the better. Sacrifice is the thing." My dear brothers and sisters, anything is possible if we have only a dream, not only a dream, but a sacrifice to attain our goal. Had Jesus lived now rather than AD 30, today's gospel might have been very different. Rather than talk about pearl merchant who sacrificed all to buy a dream pearl, or a farmer who sold all to buy a field with a treasure in it, Jesus might have talked about young people who have dreams to attain a peaceful world. Jesus might talk about athletes who sacrificed all to make the Olympic team and eventually to earn a gold medal. Why do I say this? What connection is there between a pearl merchant, a treasure seeker, and the young people who will go to Portugal for the World Youth Day, and a skater or a hockey player who would go to Olympic Games to compete? The one thing they have in common is a total commitment to their dreams. All three are willing to sacrifice everything for a goal they have set for themselves. In the case of the pearl merchant, it is to own the perfect pearl. In the case of the treasure seeker, it is to obtain a rare treasure. In the case of the youth, it is to defend their faith and be witnesses of Christ's love to the world. In the case of an Olympian, it is to earn a gold medal for the glory of his country. And this leads us to the point Jesus wishes to make for us in today's gospel. The point is this: citizenship in God's kingdom involves total commitment on our part. My dear brothers and sisters, we cannot pursue it as we do a part-time job. We cannot work at it as we do a hobby. We must make it the top priority of our life. Being a Christian is being a pearl merchant. Being a Christian is like being a treasure seeker. Being a Christian is like being an Olympian. It involves total dedication and commitment on our part. But there is one big difference between young people and the athletes. St. Paul refers it in a letter to the Corinthians. He says, I quote, "Every athlete in training submits to strict discipline in order to be crowned with a wreath that will not last. But we do it for one that will last forever." This is the difference. The pearl merchant's prize, the farmer's treasure, and the athlete's medal are all perishable. When the merchant dies, his pearl will no longer have any value for him. When the farmer dies, his treasure will be as useless to him as in the box he found in it. When the Olympic athlete dies, his or her medal will just another keepsake for his or her family or relatives. But when a Christian dies, the kingdom of God will shine brighter and brighter and brighter. At the moment of death, there is only one thing that counts. It is not whether in life we acquired a prize pearl, a rare treasure, or a gold medal. The only thing that will matter is what we have become in the process of trying to seek the pearl, to acquire the treasure, or win the medal. I repeat, the only thing that will matter is what we have become in the process of trying to seek the pearl, acquire the treasure, or win the medal. My dear brothers and sisters, today's gospel makes this terribly important point. Nothing in the world would take priority over God's kingdom and our pursuit of it. Today's gospel tells us that what counts when we die is not what we have acquired in life, but what we have become. Do we learn to love one another? Did we learn to forgive one another? Did we learn to help the needy? Did we learn to encourage the faint-hearted? Did we learn to turn our other cheeks? Did we learn to become more committed and loyal to God and to one another? I hope to God we have. I pray to God we have. Because if we haven't, we have failed our God. We have failed our family and our friends. We have failed ourselves. If the pearl merchant, the treasure seeker, the tireless Olympian, Olympic athletes are willing to sacrifice so much for a prize that will perish, how much more ought we to be willing to sacrifice even more for a prize that will last forever? Amen.